Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Stogies and Beer, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Stogies and Beer Radio Show is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterbacks calling in to boast his or her bold opinions about the sports they love. We cover NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. We cover pie eating contests, hot dog eating contests, camel racing, horse racing, dog racing, WWE, UFC, boxing. Whatever the sport is that you love, you can call in to the show and talk about the sport that you love. And at the same time, if we don't understand your sport, you can teach us about your sport. And if you don't understand our sport, we can teach you about the sports that we love and talk about. You can catch Stogies and Beer most Mondays through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like to call in to the show, the call-in number is 515-602-9687. 515-602-9687. Today's show is going to be the NFL Week 2 recap for Wednesday. Basically, we're just going to be talking about all things NFL and also all other sports, NBA, Major League Baseball, and all kind of stuff like that. Major League Baseball, we got, some history probably going to be made in the next couple of days, I believe, either or both. Albert Pujols and Aaron Judge, I think they're going for a couple records in baseball. Definitely, I know Albert Pujols is. I think Aaron Judge got something going on in New York with the Yankees as well. We got a lot of stuff in the NFL news today with doggone this fight with Tom Brady. I don't know why they keep making that such a big deal, this big fight with Tom Brady. You know, I think it's pretty stupid, but it is what it is. I'm gonna just, we'll let them figure that out. But with that being said, you know, again, to those of you just tuning in, it is 8:09 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You are listening to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show with your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. We're supposed to be having a special guest coming in the studio at the 15-minute mark of the first hour, cornerback Laronji Vasan. He plays in pro developmental football, Champions Indoor Football League. And he's going to be calling into the show to talk a little bit about his journey and his story from high school to college to pro up to this here point in his career. You know, he played ball with the Sioux City Bandits in the Champions Indoor Football League. And he also played with the Sioux Falls Storm in the Indoor Football League as well. So we're going to get him online, get him calling in. Once he calls in to the show and everything, we're going to get his story and everything like that. So we're going to just wait to see if he calls in. If he calls in, that's great. If not, we'll just continue to banter on about all the stuff that's going on the monitor and everything of that nature. We got a lot of stuff going on in free agency with pro developmental football right now. A lot of guys getting offered contracts, a lot of free agents coming back to their teams. Then at the same time, like I said, by the time January gets here, late December, January, it's going to get tough for current rookies that just graduated college. It's going to be tough for those current rookies to to basically get out and try to get these contracts, because a lot of the veterans are going to be returning, or they're going to want to return, especially if they don't get their XFL opportunity right off the bat. They're going to be wanting to return back to their teams, back into pro developmental football at the lower level. So, I tell a lot of guys, a lot of rookies, hey, don't sleep on the opportunity. Don't sleep on the opportunity to sign a contract right now and say that, hey, I'm going to just stay home and train and get ready and see if the USFL call me or the XFL call. I'll tell you in a heartbeat, the USFL and the XFL, that's a hard call. That's a hard call to be sitting back waiting on. I mean, it's hard enough to be trying to wait around, you know, to be trying to get a contract in any other arena league, indoor football league, you know, situation. It's hard enough to get those calls. You know, it's hard. So when you look at everything, you know, take every opportunity that's presented to you, line everything up, and get yourself some insurance by signing a pro-developmental contract, because if nothing else happens, you already know you're playing somewhere. And the truth be told, most of these guys that get on the phone, they understand that, you know, even though I might be good, it's still talent out here that I have to contend with. You know, because if you're not winning the championship every year as a player, then you had something to do with that. You might have did your part, but at the same time, one man can't win a championship. It's got to be a team effort. You know, one man can stand out, but at the same time, you know, you still got to, you know, you got to come up with championships when you're talking about, oh, I don't deserve to play at this level because I'm this good. Okay, well, my question is, how many championships you got? How many trophies we got? You know, and if you tell me, oh, I got bounced out at the playoffs every time I went in the first round, then, you know, I mean, come on. You know, all this stuff is on your resume. If you don't have no championships up under your belt, I mean, how good are you? I mean, it is a team sport. Football, baseball, and basketball are team sports. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is, we start looking at our career and start saying that, what, you know, we're bigger than this and we're bigger than that. Well, you know, you got to kind of check yourself on this stuff. You know, you know, if you don't have any championships to back up what you're trying to say, if you don't have championships to back up to back up your case, I don't know. Are you really that good? So that's all I'm saying. And I'm saying this again so you can understand what I'm talking about. It's a lot of contracts being offered for a lot of rookies and a lot of new rookies and rookies, because they haven't took the opportunity to play at no professional level because they've been sitting home pouting or just sitting home training and pouting, saying that they're bigger than the opportunity that's in front of them, which is usually going to be a pro developmental film league contract, so you can keep playing, keep getting keep your resume right, and keep getting opportunities, you know, to move up. But the way you move up is by playing, not sitting at home. That's my philosophy. The way you move up to bigger leagues is by playing football, by playing basketball, by playing baseball. You got to play to try to move up and get some eyes on you. Unfortunately, it's a rough route to take. I hate being, you know, part of this whole process, being at the pro developmental management level, because, you know, I work hard. But at the end of the day, the bag is not there. But right now, it ain't about the bag. Right now, it's just about establishing my reputation. And I think I have done that well. And I'm ready to move up. But I don't quit, just like I encourage players not to quit, because we all just have to keep going. Managers, executives, and athletes, we all have to just keep going. We all have to just keep going, because you don't know when you're going to get the call. I don't know when I'm going to get my call. I don't know when somebody, you know, that I'm networking with going to call me and say, hey, man, I moved up, and I want to put you in line for my old job. And that has happened. It has recently happened. You know, a guy was like, you know, I left another team, and I was doing XYZ for that team, but I done moved up a level now, but I know that team may still need some help. I'm going to put you in line to help that team. Okay, no problem. Thank you. Thank you very much. Was it the ideal situation that I might have wanted him to put me in? No, I might have wanted to be right. I would obviously want to be right there where he's at, working with him at the level that he'd have moved up to. But I can't look at it like that. I got to look at it. He said, hey, I got something else different for you to do, you know, similar but different. For a team that I just left. And you can put that on your resume, so the next time another opportunity comes, you'll have one more bullet on your resume. So you have to be thankful for everything that come in front of you. And I took the opportunity. Opportunity has not yet panned out, but, you know, they did. You know, my contact did say he would follow up in this situation and see, you know, by the time the season started, back in about 5 months or so, we'll see what happens with it. But other than that, I just keep going. But I'm just saying all this to encourage people to just keep going. But Let me see if I'm going to play a little music here real quick so I can see if my in-studio guest going to be coming in to the show. So just stand by. Again, for those of you just tuning in, welcome to Stogies and Beer Radio Show, the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast his or her bold opinion about the sports they love. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, that's WBEST. And the time on deck is 8:17 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll go off into some music by DJ Keith Chronic, tag by DJ Keith Chronic. We'll be right back. Back. Welcome to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. For those of you just tuning in, just playing a little bit of music there. There was my man DJ Keith Chronic with one of his beats called Tag Rebuild. If you want to know more about DJ Keith Chronic, you can find him on Facebook under Keith Payne. He produces a lot of mixtapes, beats, things of that nature. Also has his own clothing line called In the Trunk Clothing, NDT Clothing. I think I just seen him on Facebook with his new line that he's been putting out. He got all kind of custom made T-shirts, good quality material. So if you an athlete, artist, entertainer, whatever the case may be, and want to get some fresh gear to tighten up your look, to help build your brand, definitely hit up Keith Payne on Facebook. That's DJ Keith Chronic on Facebook, and he'll give you some price quotes on his apparel and everything like that that he has for sale. He does jackets, shirts, jeans, shoes, all kind of nice stuff. So, yeah, look for Keith Payne on Facebook, or else you can just DM me or hit me on Facebook under on Twitter at Ferran Sports or Romero Ferran on Facebook. But, yeah, so anyway, like I said, you know, we're getting back up into some topics on the wire while we wait for our start of our street free agent athlete spotlight for the day with my man, cornerback, professional developmental league, champions indoor football league, Laronje Vassan. So once again, in about 10 minutes, we're going to have cornerback Laronje Vassan. He plays in the Indoor Football League. He also played in the Champions Indoor Football League for a brief period this season. I think he went to the playoffs with the Sioux City Bandits in the Champions Indoor Football League. I don't know how far Sioux Falls got this year in the Indoor Football League as far as the playoffs go, but he played a little bit with them too up in Sioux City, Iowa, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So he's going to have an interesting story. Young man has been well-traveled, but I want to get him on here to talk about his journey from high school to college, college to pro, like we do every day with our featured street free agent athletes on the featured street agent athlete spotlight. So he's going to be on here in a little bit, about 10 minutes, to tell this story. He's going to be calling in on his lunch break. So hopefully we can get enough information, because I know how it is when I have guys trying to call in on their lunch break, but I thank them for doing, and I'm so grateful for doing, because they can be doing other things on their break, like getting a cup of coffee, paying the bills, going to the restroom or whatever they could be doing. But he's taking time today to call me, just like my man yesterday, Grant eBay. He was at work too. Sometimes these guys have to call at work just to be a part of the show, but I thank them for it, because these interviews really help make the show. I mean, I can sit up here and I can talk about all the stuff that comes across the wire, which we'll get into some of that in a second. But, you know, when I have the opportunity to help educate through other people's story, that's a great thing. This show is not just about entertaining people. It's about teaching people. We got a whole nother draft class coming up for the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. All these kids are going to be graduating in baseball. They're going to be, when the spring, you know, next year, you know, around this time next year, they'll be going back off, you know. Well, I'll put it like this here, you know, when in the springtime, when that comes up, baseball season kicks in and stuff like that. Spring, summertime, baseball season kicks in, these kids are going to be going off into their super regionals and all that stuff. Basketball, they're going to be getting ready for the NCAA tournaments, and that's at every level. NAIA, Division III, Division II, and the big one, Division I. You know, so it's going to be a lot of kids coming out of college is what I'm trying to say. Same thing with football coming up here real soon. After Thanksgiving, football is going to be over with for these kids. It happens like that every year. After Thanksgiving, I believe that's around about their last game, and then they're going, December is pretty much, these kids are getting ready for the playoffs or bowl game. So, you know, it's just, it's a revolving door when you talk about free agency. When you play your last college game, you are a free agent. When you play your last college game, if you are not in the NFL combine, if you're not going to a big time bowl game, but like the NFL is like NFL combine, and being on the draft board. That's what it's all about. If you're not in the NFL combine, and you're not on the draft board with a draft ranking, meaning your junior day, you got to do your junior day so you can get set up for your pro day. And, you know, your junior day is what gives you a draft ranking going into your senior year as the top 100 player in your position, at your position. when you do your pro day, and then you did, then and you got that junior day draft ranking, it's like this here. Now you're all set up for to go into the NFL to be selected or to get a camp contract offer. If those things are not happening for you, and I'll go over that a little bit later because I want to make sure you understand that. If those things are not happening, you are not you're not affiliated with the NFL. So most of you guys are not going to have that opportunity to have had a junior day with a draft ranking going into your senior year, getting a pro day, and then being up on the draft board as one of the top 100 players in your position ranked. If you don't have that ranking during the combine and you're up on that draft board, you're just a street free agent. And I know a lot of times people don't like to hear the word street free agent, but I have to specify the free agents. If you're an undrafted free agent, that means you're dealing with the NFL. Undrafted free agent means just that. The NFL did not draft me. I'm an undrafted free agent because I was on the draft board. I didn't get invited to camp, and I didn't get drafted. That's what I consider an undrafted free agent in my terminology on my show. So that's why I specify guys that come on my show are street free agents, meaning that they have no affiliation with the NFL whatsoever. And when you don't have an affiliation with the NFL, that's what you are. You're a street free agent, meaning you're a guy, whether you're at home training, whether you're playing in a pro developmental film league, you're still waiting for an opportunity to deal with the National Football League. If you are already in camp with the NFL and all that there, yeah, I consider you an undrafted free agent that has a camp NFL tag on you, that's a camp tag. But that's not my network. I don't deal with those players. I haven't dealt with a player that was in the NFL and you know, looking to go back and all that stuff. I haven't had one of those as a client. I almost did. I had a guy, he had been to NFL camp 3 years in a row and kept getting cut. And if he did, I can't remember if he had went to camp 3 years in a row, but I know he had been in three different NFL camps. He had been in three different NFL camps. And he wanted me to help him. But I told him that I had a $300 fee to do the work, and I guess he didn't feel he needed to pay that. And I don't blame him. I mean, if I had already been in NFL camp, I probably would. I probably wouldn't have wanted to do it either. So, you know, that's why I really don't go after guys that's already got an NFL tag. You've already been in camp a couple times, and you know, because I don't work well with those guys. I have met some guys that's been in that situation. Okay, well, I got my 3-day workout, or I was in the Canadian League, and I was there for a couple weeks or whatever, and stuff like that. And you know, some of them, you know, because they went to that level, I may just put them in the mix in my network. I might just put them in the mix and don't charge them nothing. It just depends on the situation. It depends on where I was at that time, business wise, and where they were at in their career. Sometimes I just did it for them because they had already been in an NFL camp, and nothing that I'm doing right now can really trump that, because I can only put them in pro developmental football at some level here. But if they wouldn't have taken that chance, I've helped them. Matter of fact, LaRonge Basson, when he comes on, I mean, he's been through what was he doing? Canadian Football League. He'll tell you he was in Canadian Football League probably for about 2 weeks up in Canada. Then they think they sent him home. Then he came back, and he was trying to get into the Alliance of American Football, which folded. He was supposed to been getting in with, I think, the Birmingham team, but that didn't pan out. But he played with the Atlanta Havoc, won the championship, AAL championship with the Atlanta Havoc, moving from that point. You know, he's been bouncing around trying to get into these leagues that I was trying to get him in, which is, of course, Champions Indoor Football League. You know, I think he had a stint with the Iowa Barnstormers, and then that didn't pan out. And then, you know, here he is now. He finally got it with a team, stuck with a team, and got his opportunity. And he did very well. We're talking about man had 7 picks in 5 games. Man had 7 picks in only 5 games. That means he was getting a pick pretty much every game, almost every other game. So we'll get off into some interesting stuff with Laurenti Bethon once he calls in about five more minutes. But, again, free agency is open for all of you that's out there listening that's looking for an opportunity. If you didn't go to camp, we ain't going to talk about the draft. If you didn't go to camp, get invited to an NFL camp this past summer camp that just recently closed down because the season just started. So if you didn't get an opportunity to go to camp with the NFL this year, you need to be looking me up so you can get a pro developmental contract to get on the field and start playing in one of these reputable leagues like the Champions Indoor Football League, Indoor Football League, National Arena League, Fan Control Football League. Those are my top four leagues to deal with. Champions Indoor Football League, Indoor Football League, National Arena League, and the doggone Fan Control Football League. Those are the leagues that you need to get in and really jumpstart you. You can also go American Arena League. They do a pretty okay job, but, you know, the marketing budget there can be shaky sometimes. But, you know, you still can get some film there. American West Football Conference, same thing, lower marketing budget, but you still can get some film there. So I kind of like rank things, Arena 1, 2, and 3. I kind of like say Fan Control Football is more Arena 1. Then up under that, you got Arena 2, which is CIFL, IFL, NAL. Below that, American West Football Conference, American Arena League, Arena Football Association, AFA. That's fairly new within the last 2 years. So that's kind of like how I rank it, Arena 1, 2, and 3. And it's based on marketing budget and TV partners, meaning how much exposure can they give you across the airwaves. So anyway, we got a lot of stuff going on in sports and everything this morning. You know, I know in baseball we got, like I said, Albert Pujols. He's looking to break a record. I think Aaron Judge is too in New York. We got a lot of stuff again going on. This fight with Tom Brady and all this stuff. They're also trying to figure out are the Bears using Justin Fields the right way? They want to know, are the Bears using Justin Fields correctly? So it's like Justin Fields, I see that he's going to be another Russell Wilson type quarterback, a guy that can use his legs. Got to give a guy a chance. But, I mean, at the same time, I feel like what they need to do is put get the guys to block him. Problem in Chicago is they don't have a good line to block for him. They're not giving him enough time to sit back there in the pocket and throw the ball so the kid takes off. I mean, he's going to do what he do. He got the ability to take off. And I hate the National Football League. Instead of just letting the guy play, just let the guy play. I mean, football is not a sport that you can play for a long, long time like basketball or like baseball. Football is about – you got a six-year window anyway. And I know they like to pay a lot of money to these quarterbacks and stuff like that, and they want to make sure that the quarterback going to be around forever. But, you know, to have the ability to be able to throw the ball and run the ball, that's great. You know, I feel like they should just be worried about winning. Just worry about winning the game. Whenever you win, you win. Everybody want to come up with this formula. The quarterback is supposed to stay in the pocket and just throw the ball. He's not supposed to run for the first down. He's not supposed to be like a Michael Vick. Big arm, fast feet. We don't want that. Why not? Your quarterback should be your third running back, in my opinion. Your quarterback should be your third running back, meaning, you know, we can do it both ways. We can throw the ball, and we can also use our leg. That's why I like the military academies in college, because they run the triple option. Quarterback can throw the ball, yeah. But we also can do a lot of misdirection and use our feet. And it drives these bigger teams crazy. That's why Army, Navy, Air Force, that's why they win a lot of games, especially against FCS opponents, because they run the triple option. Some of the bigger schools, I mean, they got natural studs, as they say. These got freak of natures at the FBS level, so they give those military academies a little bit of problem sometimes. Sometimes, not all the time, because sometimes Army, Navy, Air Force, they beat those teams too. It just depends. You know, this depends on if you're playing against a lot of seniors or a mix of seniors, juniors, and sophomores, or a lot of first-year kids. It just depends on the experience level of the FBS kids versus the military academies. But most of the time, the military academy, they're going to have, you know, kids that's been there for their whole 4 years. They're not going to, it's not going to be a lot of, okay, we just got a whole class full of freshmen. It's going to be kids that, when you go to the military academy, you're going to have kids that are going to be there, a lot of four-year starters, stuff like that, because they stay there for their whole obligation, their whole 4 years. So, I just got some word that I got my man, LaRonji Passan. He's on the line. Let me get him here real quick because he's calling in on his lunch break. So let me get on here. So, LaRonji, I'm going to be coming to you. I see 0069 is your last four. 0069 is your last four. LaRonji Passan, we're coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, LaRonji, you on air? You there?
What's going on?
Nothing much, nothing much. Thank you for joining us on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show this morning.
No problem, man.
Am I coming through real clear to you?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfect. Okay. I know you're on your lunch break and everything. Like I was telling all the listeners, you was on your break calling in, so I'm going to try to make this as brief as possible. Give me about 20 minutes if you can. Normally I do 30 minutes or so, but I'm going to try to do it in 20 minutes so you can get on back to the clock. But thank you for calling in. And what I want to do is just give you this platform to kind of like tell your story coming out of high school to college to where you are right now. And the reason why I do it that way is because when I got high school parents and high school athletes listening to this show, I want them to understand that, you know, this, what was your journey coming out of high school, and why didn't you get a big Division I offer and all that stuff? Because, you know, that's what high school kids want. They think that they're all going big-time FBS D1, and then when they don't do that, they pick the wrong college, and then they don't wind up getting a big-time NFL situation based on the college that they go to, going to a small college. So I'm going to give you the platform right now to kind of like just tell your story, man, from high school, college, to where you are right now. And then, you know, we'll finish up and let everybody know where to find you in case they want to offer you a bigger contract. So go ahead, man.
Okay, well, coming out of high school, I graduated in 2012. So coming out, I wasn't really highly recruited until going into my senior year. I started attending a couple camps going into my senior year that summer or whatever. Then that's when I started getting some interest. I think my first big offer was Arkansas State, and from there, it's like once that first nice big offer come in, then that's when other schools start to look and other schools started to roll in. Well, I had ended up getting an offer from Wake Forest, so of course that was the biggest offer I had, so I took it. Well, I say the last semester of high school, I wasn't doing so well in the classroom, which altered me not going to Wake Forest. So I had to take summer school classes and all of that to try to make grades meet and GPA and all of that meet up to the Wake Forest standards of academic-wise, because I had everything physically, like football and all of that. I just didn't have what they needed academically. So I ended up having to go say again.
No, I was just saying, hearing what you were saying, I said, right.
Okay, so then with me not being able to go to Wake Forest because I got declined, I got, I forgot the word they used, but they didn't accept my summer school credit. So with them not accepting my summer school credit, I end up being ineligible for D1, like D1. So then I went Alabama A&M, and I was supposed to be eligible, but going from a D1 to D1 transfer, like me coming out of high school and not listening to people, not really having the right guidance telling me what was right and what was wrong. Wake Forest wanted to send me to a prep school for a semester and then come back in the second semester as I get the grades, but I was a hard-headed kid, so I felt like my ability was, I was supposed to be playing like right now, so I wanted to go to Alabama A&M, and I still ended up being ineligible for being a D1 to D1 transfer. So I had to sit out a year. Either way it go, I had to sit out a year. So I tried – well, I didn't try. I ended up going to junior college. I went to Snow Junior College for a year and a half. And same thing there, kind of like I just was focusing more on football than the academics. I ended up having a couple looks, but I ended up going to the University of West Georgia, the D2 school, with Will Hall and Coach Lindsay. It was a couple of good coaches there who had a name for themselves, so I decided to take that route with them. I started all 3 years at West Georgia. I did exceptionally well. I entered the 2017 draft, and coming out, I was ranked number 52 safety out of 142 players in all of college football. I attended a regional combine. I attended CFL workouts. I ended up, after the draft, I didn't get picked up into the NFL, so after the draft, I ended up taking the CFL route, and I went up to Ottawa in 2017, but I didn't pass my medical exam because they felt like I had a shoulder injury that they didn't think I would be able to play through. So they sent me back home and just told me to basically get that taken care of, and they'll call me back in for a practice squad and so on and so forth from there. But it didn't play out how they said. So I just kind of got down on myself for a while, and then I'm not really sure what was the spark that made me get back active, but I ended up in 2018. I went and played my first year of arena. I went and played with the Atlanta Havoc team in the AAL. We were a first-year team, and we won a championship that year. I did pretty good then, so I decided to go the spring league in 2019.
Let me hold that thought, but let me ask you this here. When you went to the Atlanta Havoc, what was that like? I mean, making the decision to go there, was you like, man, I'm better than them guys? Why am I playing at this level? Did you feel that way? And at the same time, when you got there, did you run into guys that might have been in the CFL, might have been an NFL camp cut? Did you run into those guys playing for the Atlanta Havoc and seeing that it was talent around you and dogs like you were? Did you see that, or was it just a cakewalk?
Of course I get there and, you know, it's players, older guys and stuff that I stand out more than, but it was a guy in particular. I'm not sure if you're aware of a guy named Ryan McDaniel, but he was a big name arena guy, receiver. He played for the Philadelphia Soul. So him playing, that made me see like, okay, it's a talent, but it was a guy specifically, his name, Malachi Jones. Malachi went to Appalachian State. He had played for the High Country team in arena, and then he came over to the AA, the Atlanta Havoc team. But Malachi was kind of getting looked at already, so our first game, he played one half of football. He had like five catches, three touchdowns. Like, he had an exceptional half, so he got called up by the Albany Empire, called him mid-game, and was like, you know, they wanted him. And from him leaving the Atlanta Havoc, he went to the Albany Empire when they was AF1. From the Albany Empire, he went to the Chicago Bears. He got a tryout through the Bears. He got a tryout through he got the Bears tryout, and he also went to the CFL. So, like, I followed him through, you know what I'm saying, from when he left us, I followed him this whole little time. So me seeing him do what he do, it gave me hope.
Well, I had a talk with the Albany Empire former coach, Coach Moss. That's how he knew you. That, now that you said that, because Coach Moss is like, I know he got your feelings. Like, I know this guy. I say, he's little, but he's a killer. He said, I know this guy.
I had a chance to get in front of Les. I had a chance to get in front of Les last year when he was with
I remember, in Iowa.
The Iowa Barnstormers.
Okay, but going back to what you were saying, now, go back to the Spring League. Go, what was that experience like when you decided to do that?
The spring league experience was, I mean, I liked it. I got to meet other players that's basically going through the same thing I'm going through. That was very exceptional players. You get to see the guys that aren't what people make them out to be. Like, you get to see it firsthand. It kind of gave me a more professional outlook on things and how stuff's supposed to be ran and how they go about things and sort like that. Like, it was a good experience overall. And that was another
move from there.
Like, say again.
No, go ahead.
No, I was saying that was another thing that just helped me, like, not give up, because you seeing certain people that's doing certain things that's, you know what I'm saying, not as caliber as you would think, and you stand out more, or you're getting praised more over this guy, and it's like, okay, yeah, I can do this. You know, it's like, maybe I'm just getting overlooked. You know, I just take the right person to get in front of to give you a chance to do something.
So here recently, you were in, looking at your film and everything, and I'm kind of like moving a little forward because I know you got to get back. But what was your experience, and how did this opportunity come about as far as getting out there with Coach Loeb and them with the champions in the football league, where I believe you came in 5 games into the season, and you played about 5 games and had 7 picks, if I'm correct, you know, so that's like a pick every game pretty much. What was that? How did that transpire?
I've been in a hunger mode since, I want to say, the year I played with Carolina Cobra, and I was like, I didn't get really used, or I didn't feel like I was trusted. Like, I've been just hungry and been wanting to prove myself. So it was like, with Sioux City giving me a chance and actually letting me play and, you know, get the feel for everything, I just felt like I owed it not only to myself and my people, but I owed it to them for giving me the opportunity. And I wanted to show them that, you know, like, y'all wasn't taking a chance on just anybody type person. Like, you got someone that really care for the game and that's trying to level up.
Why do you think in Carolina they wouldn't use you? I mean, you come in late. I mean, I remember, I forgot, man, because you well-traveled in this stuff. I keep forgetting that you was out there in the NAL for a minute. What was that? Was you with Coach Billy back then
Rosano.
Okay. Why they wasn't using you right there? Was it just they had a bet in front of you or something like that? What was that? What was going on?
Yeah, they had a bet in front of me, and I just feel like they trusted their vet more than they, you know, wanted to play. Like, they wanted to play me. I'm not going to say, like, they just didn't want to play me or whatever. I just feel like they trusted their vets more in the time frame, like, because they brought me in towards the end where they wanted to me to help them, you know, push towards the playoffs or whatever. But I feel like with them being in that position, they just wanted to kind of rely on their vet.
Yeah,
and I don't take nothing from him, because the vet was the guy who taught me most of that I know about the game. So it was
right.
A respect thing
okay.
for me.
Okay, and it is a championship organization. I mean, that's what a lot of guys don't understand. You go to these teams that got chips, they're trying to keep that same system in place, and you just got to fit into that system. And, you know, sometimes you do. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes it just take a little time. But moving on from Carolina, you going back to Sioux, Sioux City with Coach Logan and all those guys who I know very well. You had an outstanding season there going into the playoffs. How was that whole experience there?
It was great, actually. It was real great. It was just good for me to get back into that feeling, more so of anything, because, like, being out in the work or not being active for however long, like, it just feels good to have someone to trust you and to let you play ball. And that's what Logan And Sioux City did. They trusted me to go play ball.
Now, how did you wind up in the IFL from that point to going to the Sioux Falls Storm? Because I didn't even know that you had got an opportunity up there. I knew you were talking about doing that this year, if nothing else bigger came. But how did that come about?
Sioux City, like an hour apart. So they were, I guess they were watching the games as well. And after the game, well, being honest, I started the year off with Sioux Falls. I started, like, fall camp off with Sioux Falls. It's just unfortunate situation happened to where they had to release me. And like I was saying, not getting, like, you know, people not taking a chance, I was just like, I'm going to go somewhere that somebody will give me a chance. So, and it was just so happened Sioux City right down the street. They took a chance on me, and I did what I did. Sioux Falls ended up calling me back and asking me to come and help, you know, finish the season off with them. I took it.
So how many games did you give with them at the end?
I only got two with Sioux Falls.
Were you able to get on the field?
And I got to play against Frisco.
Okay. Were you able to get on the field then?
Yeah, I started those two games.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I don't think you added them games in your highlight reel. Definitely get me them.
I got another one. I have to get it to you. I had a whole another one, like, just set a separately from Sioux City and Sioux Falls.
Okay. Okay, and real quick before we get up out of here, if you had the opportunity to tell these rookies that didn't go to the NFL camp this year, that's sitting at home training, probably waiting on the XFL or USFL opportunity, but they get offered a contract in, you know, CIFL, NAL, fan control, whatever, would you suggest them take those opportunities, or do you just suggest them to stay in their own way and just kind of like stay in their head, saying, I'm better than that, I'm going to just sit home and train and wait for the opportunity? Would you suggest them to go ahead on and keep playing at whatever level they can play at to move up, or sit at home and wait? What would you tell those type of guys?
I would tell those guys to take the chance, because with you sitting at home, you're not putting nothing down on film, and you're not letting no coaches know that you're still active. And, like, yeah, you may think just because it's arena or something like that, then it's not helping you, but that film is very, very valuable. And, like, arena is a part of the game right now. Like, it's a part of football. We have these XFL, USFL, NFL, CFL, and you have the arena, CIF and the IFL, all these leagues. So if you want to get to where you planning on going, you need film. You can't sit at home, because sitting at home and getting you no film. You want to do whatever you can to get film to put in coach's face to show you're still active and you're still able to move. So that's what,
now,
that
are you
one
working out there where you're at?
I got one of my downfalls, when I got discouraged, like, I just went home and I sat at home not doing nothing. And I waited so long before I just took another chance at it, because I was thinking, that don't nobody want me.
Man, yeah, I remember you kind of telling me that, our good friend, T-Lock, he told me he was kind of constantly encouraging you, because he himself was on a similar route too, and stuff like that. So you told me that he was giving you some encouragement. That's how you found me. I think he told you to call me.
That's exactly how I found you. That's a good friend of mine, and, like, he'll never tell you nothing wrong as well. Like, he got a story to tell behind his stuff. Like, it's just so crazy.
Yeah, man. Well, what kind of work you doing out there in Sioux Falls?
Oh, man, just some warehouse work, forklifting and stuff.
But it's paying the bills.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's another thing I'll be telling guys, you know, you can find work anywhere. And that's why I brought that up, because a lot of guys be like, oh, well, I got this job. And I'm telling them, like, man, you young. Work ain't going nowhere. Work was here before you were born. It's going to be here while you on this earth, and going to be here when you die. You young, work is going to always be there. You can always use your education or go get more education to find work. But I tell guys, if you get a contract out of town, like you're doing right now. You could have been like, oh, I'm going to stay in, you know, Alabama or whatever. I think that's where you're from down that way. But it's like, you could be like, I'm gonna just stay at home and work this job. I got a job. But you knew you could find work anywhere. You young. You still young. I can go find work anywhere. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, man. So I can let you get on back to the job. Tell everybody what kind of player, if an NFL scout hear this, XFL scout hear this or whatever, what kind of player are they getting in LaRonji Bassan? And at the same time, tell everybody where they can find you at out there on social media, Instagram or whatever. I'm going to let you close it out. Go ahead.
The player I am, since I was in high school, I've been following and watching Tyrann Mathieu. So I like to think of myself as a Honey Badger type player. You're going to get the same effort, quality, playmaking that he's giving, like going after the ball, like we want the ball at all times. You can find me on Instagram. That's the only thing I really use now, at laronji.laronji._. Yeah, that's how you can find me, man. And that's the type of player I am.
All right, man. All right, man. Well, we're looking forward to good things coming up for you. I got a new XFL contact, so once you give me that new film, I'll put that on my records for you and get that over there to them, and keep moving forward as I keep moving forward. You know, as I take a step, I bring everybody with me. So, you know, just stay in touch, and I'll be in touch with you, man.
Most definitely. I'll be letting you know.
All right, thank you for being on the show.
Yes,
okay. Well, all right. Well, thank you for being on the show, man.
I appreciate you for having me.
All right, now have a good day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. All right, everybody. That was my man, LaRonji Bassan, with the with our Street Free Agent Athlete Spotlight of the day. And I want to thank him for calling in to the show. He has a very interesting story, as you heard. And he shared with me something that I had forgot. He was actually on the NFL draft board. And that's why I say, you know, this show is not just here to entertain. We have an entertainment portion of the show where we have people calling in and we're bantering back and forth. They're debating with me about football, mainly, but also all the other big sports and stuff, you know, basketball, baseball. We banter on about all this stuff, and that's the entertainment portion of the show. And, you know, we have our music mix. The biggest thing I try to give back to the community that's listening to this show, to my audience, is the Free Agent Athlete Spotlight featuring whatever athlete. Today it was featuring LaRonji Bassan, cornerback out of the CIFL, Sioux City Bandits, IFL, Sioux Falls Storm. And so he was on the draft, forgot all about that. He came out of West Georgia D2. He just told you his draft ranking out of 140-some players. He told you what his draft ranking was. And, you know, He could have actually went into the NFL, and that's the thing, you know, somebody that could have actually got drafted that still didn't even get a camp call. He had to get up off the couch from being upset, like he was just saying. He had to get up off the couch and put his cleats back on and get on the field and start playing at some level. And you know, he's won an Arena League championship. He's been with the Carolina Cobras, which is a championship organization, and you heard what he said. He said, the vet that was starting in front of me, he actually taught me the game. So it's mad respect. He didn't go out there and start right away for the team that he was playing on, because it was somebody that had more experience at that level than he had. And so he just said, mad respect, the guy taught me the game, a lot of details of the game. And so moving from there, he took other opportunities with the Champions Indoor Football League, Sioux City Bandits, where he had seven picks. He had seven picks in five games. And he came into the league late. He came in after the season had started. That's talent. seven picks, and you come in five games, seven picks. Come on, that's talent. So I mean, the value of this show a lot of times is being able to get these street free agents on the phone, online, so y'all can hear their story. I try to get them on here so the rookies that didn't go to NFL camp this year and still waiting on opportunity. You heard what he said. Y'all hear me say it all the time about what you need to do, about what you need to do as far as continuing to play. I'm letting these pro developmental like Laronji, he's actively playing and he's telling you, you need to play. You need to play. It's just nothing else I can tell a guy. You need to play. And so when a lot of times, you know, everybody's sitting back saying, well, I'm better than that. I'm bigger than that level. Yeah, I mean, that's fine for you to feel that way, but get out there and prove it. Go out there and get 15 picks on the season and show that you're better than that level. Prove it. You can say all day you're bigger than that level. Prove it. You can sit back and say, well, I got a job making decent money where I'm living at right now. That's fine. But you can also find another job similar to that where you're going to go and play. Because right now, making money shouldn't be your whole focus if you're trying to go to the NFL. You can't serve two masters, as they say. Maybe you need to not worry so much about putting in so much hours on the job, but just go and make enough hours on the job and budget your money to where you got a little bit of money to go along with the money that they're going to pay you to play, which ain't a whole lot, but those two checks combined week to week or every 2 weeks, however you want to look at it, you got to budget your money and just get through the season till you get back home. Or you might find a great job out there and wind up staying there. That's happened too. People go and play football somewhere, wind up, you know, getting a great job where they're playing at, and wind up staying there working and playing. I just had a guy on the phone yesterday, Grant Ibe. Same thing. He's coaching and teaching at a high school in Tucson, Arizona, and he's just signed his second year contract with the Tucson Sugar Skulls. It happens. Trust me, you'll be fine. You'll find work wherever you go. That's why I tell a lot of young athletes coming out of college, hey, you got your degree or you have some college education, you're going to find work. If you want to find work, you'll find work anywhere. That's why I tell a lot of guys, start off working at Target, Walmart, JCPenney's, whatever, because these stores are national brands. I don't care whether you're doing security there, stocking shelves or whatever you're doing. You know, usually most of the time you got a security background, get your security guard card wherever you're at. They don't transfer state to state, but if you got a resume of security work, you can go work security anywhere. If you working at a Walmart, Target, JCPenney, those stores are everywhere you go. They're everywhere you go. So it's like, you know, work within those type of systems to where you can move around and still have employment, whether you transfer or say, hey, I worked at those stores where I'm from, can I get a job here? And then a lot of times the teams have different partners, different companies they partner with, FedEx, UPS, to where you can go out there and you can work, you know, 6 hours a day stocking trucks, loading trucks, and then you get off in enough time to get to practice, and then you made your little money and you can practice. And now you're at practice and you make your little game check and you're getting film. My system works if you work within my system. I started this show because I wanted guys to have a voice. All these great stories. And that's why I like this show, because I bring so many different people on this show to tell their story. So you can have something, so the people that's listening can have something to relate to. So the way my show works is, if you're a high school athlete and you're a parent that could be listening to this show, I always make sure that the guests that come on my show, the featured street free agent, tells his story in high school. Now, if you go back and listen to the episode, Laronji said he told you why he didn't go to Wake Forest. He couldn't take the Wake Forest offer or the Alabama A&M offer, two D1 schools, one ACC, one SWAC. SWAC meaning the Southwest Athletic Conference. That's a historical black college, Alabama A&M. or Alabama State. I can't think of which one he said he went to, but both of them, Alabama State, Alabama A&M, either one, they're both SWAC schools, HBCUs, historical black colleges. So he said grades in either case held him back from going D1. However, his talent still got him on the NFL draft board, which is a great thing because West Georgia does offer a pro day because we just had a young man on the other day went to West Georgia, Michael Miller, and he said they did offer him a pro day. So that worked out fine at West Georgia for both of those athletes being able to get a pro day. But Laronzi wound up on the draft board. He wound up on the draft board. So that if you wind up on getting the draft ranking and you get on that draft board, you've done some great work in college. But again, for the high school students that may be listening to this episode now or later, he explained to you why he didn't go D1. He said because of his grades. So that lets me know, high school students, you guys should listen to that and go and make sure all your grades are up. Get into your NCAA clearinghouse. Make sure all your clearinghouse stuff is good. Then make sure that you're eligible to go to the school that you want to go to. And you need to be doing that really your sophomore year. By your sophomore year going to your junior year, you need to have all this stuff squared away with your grades. You need to be dancing around about a 3.5 somewhere up in there so you can have an opportunity to go to at least a high-level FCS school like a North Dakota State. We're speaking of North Dakota State. They just put up a great fight the other night, Saturday night against Arizona, and they really should have won that game, to be honest. They kind of beat themselves. But those are the type of programs you need to go to because they pop out the Carson Wentz. They pop out the Trey Lances. Yes, they do. So that's North Dakota State, high-level FCS school, just like a James Madison and different ones. Jacksonville State, you know, these type of Jacksonville. I can't remember which one it is, but, you know, most of those schools that I'm mentioning, they're always in that D1 FCS playoff. Definitely North Dakota State. Like, that school produced the Carson Wentz and produced Trey Lance for the 49ers. So all I'm saying is that high school kids and parents, make sure that your grades are up so the kids, so you or your kid can go to the right school. You have to go to the right school in most cases to get to the NFL. Dan LaRonde was just talking about going his opportunity at West Georgia, which, like I said, got him on the draft board, but he wound up having to go to Canada. Canada's a rough route because they only can sign so many Americans. And at the same time, you know, he had an injury that he had on record. He had an injury. They didn't want to take a chance on him, you know. So he had to come back to the United States. He said he sat around, angry for a while. Then he wound up getting up off the couch and going on and playing ball for the Atlanta Havoc, which is a powerhouse in the American Arena League. Them and the Carolina team, they're usually the ones fighting for the championship at that level. But he got a championship there. And I remember, you know, based on what he was saying about the Albany Empire watching that game, my good friend Coach Les Moss, who's now with the Northern Arizona Wranglers in the IFL, they just won the championship. He saw LaRonzi play, and when I saw his LaRonzi's film, he said, "Man, that kid, he's little, but he's a killer," and because he can hit. And so when it came down to it, you know. It just, you know, his Coach Moss, who's a legendary coach in Arena One football, he saw him, and he knew exactly who he was. But that didn't wind up, you know, panning out that him playing for that particular coach. But all I'm saying is that LaRonzi has taken a lot of different avenues to get to the NFL. And like I told him on the phone, I said, you know, as I keep meeting contacts, like yesterday I got a XFL front office contact that hit me up out the blue. For one of the teams, and was talking about evaluating players. some of my players. So as I move up, I bring everybody with me. It's just not me moving up and forgetting everybody. I remember all these stories of these guys that are still trying, and I try to bring them in. The more power, the more relationships I get, I'm going to let them take advantage of those relationships. The more power that I get and more authority that I get, I'm going to use my power and authority to help these players. And that was just a great quick interview. Normally I try to keep guys on the phone a little bit longer, but I knew he had to get to work, and he was calling on lunch break. So if somebody's at work, I try to just keep them about 20 minutes so they can at least have 5 or 10 minutes to get off their feet and relax before they go back on the clock. But I thank him for calling in to the show and definitely getting his story out there. So when I can put this story out to different coaches, scouts, and everything like that to continue to help this young man on his journey. But it's just this show again. I'm blessed to be able to do this show. I'm blessed to be able to do this because at the end of the day, this show is putting somebody's story out there. I'm teaching high school kids through these athletes. I'm teaching college kids that's going to be coming up being a soon-to-be a street free agent. I'm teaching them ahead of time what your journey is going to look like if you don't make the right moves and transitions in college. You know, because sometimes, you know, these kids, they'll take an NAIA opportunity. And a lot of times NAIA schools just don't get the look or the respect. Sometimes Division III, sometimes Division II don't get the look and respect that they deserve. In most cases, LaRonji and a couple other ones are exceptions to the rule. And yes, sometimes your play just dictates eyes being on you, or depending on how people writing about you. It just depends. But all I'm saying is that this show is here to help high school kids pick the right colleges, prepare to go to the right colleges. This show is here to help the college kids that's going to be going into free agency, help you understand what you need to be doing after college. And most of the time I got people on the show, I haven't heard, well, I put it like this, when I bring people on this show, I never hear anyone say, oh, yeah, man, just go ahead and stay home and just wait. You're bigger than pro developmental ball. You're bigger than the arena league. You're bigger than whatever basketball league, whatever baseball league. You're bigger than all this stuff. I never hear people that's actively playing say stay at home, because they already know if you're staying at home, you're not getting any film down, like LaRonji was just saying. If you stay at home, you're not getting no film down on your resume. You're not getting nothing done. You just mad that you're not in the NFL and listening to everybody tell you that you better than that. Don't do that. I just hate when I hear a guy say he's going to pass on an opportunity for no good reason. Yeah, it just breaks my heart, because I'm like, man, that ain't the right move. That's not the right move. That's almost like me, for instance, when I was in the Navy. I was trying to go to the Army. I had my heart set on going to the Army. Army didn't take me. It was something stupid. I can't remember what it was. They didn't take me. Then I tried to get into the Marine Corps. I think the Marine Corps was going to take me, but my dad told me he didn't want me to go to the Marine Corps. Then I went to the Navy because my brother was in the Navy. It was hard getting in, but they wound up finally taking me. And I went to the Navy. And my heart was set on going to the Marine Corps. I'm not gonna lie, my heart was set on going to the Marines. That's what I wanted to do. But when it was all said and done, you know, all I'm saying is that if the Navy would not have taken me, I wasn't going to sit at home and pout. I was going to have to find something to do. I wasn't going to sit at home and pout. I was going to have to try to find something to do or keep attempting to go to the Navy or Marine Corps or something. I was going to keep attempting to go somewhere, but I wasn't going to sit at home on the couch and pout. So what I'm saying is I'm using a real life situation versus a dream situation as far as like athletics go. If I was playing football and the NFL didn't take me, okay, the contract that come from the IFL, NAL, fan control football, I'm taking that contract because I know that all I got to do is keep getting out there proving myself. All I got to do is keep getting out there proving myself that I belong there. And if I can continue to prove that I belong there, I'm either going to make it to that level or I'm going to be satisfied with my journey because I'm going to take something from the journey and say, you know what, unfortunately, because the way the numbers are set up and the limited amount of teams, the limited amount of spaces for a person to play at that level, I might not have made it, but I had a great professional career so I can put together my full body of work to move on and be an executive for the NFL, be an executive for a high-level college system or whatever the case may be. I'm going to take that, or I'm going to take this experience to be a high-level coach, and maybe I can become an assistant, a great assistant in the NFL. But it's more than one way to make it and make your dreams come true in sports, whether it's professional sports, whether it's college sports. It's more than one way to make it. But you have to continue to play, and you have to continue to learn everything about football, even from the administrative side of the house. Like I tell guys, I say, you know, don't just go and play football. Get out there and learn. Get out there and learn what they do in the ticket office. Learn what they do in sponsorships. Learn what they do in marketing. Learn all of that. And you're off time, go in there and learn that. Get with the coaches and learn different schemes. Stay by the coach at the game. See how he's calling the game. Learn every aspect of football, because if you know a little bit about everything, you have a job in professional sports. Me, myself, I've interviewed for ticket jobs for the San Diego Padres, for the Los Angeles, for the San Diego Chargers, now the Los Angeles Chargers. I've interviewed for those jobs. I've interviewed for NFL Films. I interviewed for an internship for NFL Films, and they actually offered me the internship, but they suggested that I not take it because it was too far and it would be taking me out of my zone for not that much money. It would be a hard transition from the West Coast to the East Coast, and they weren't really paying that much for the internship. But I interviewed for NFL Films, and I got the internship. They was going to offer it to me. But I just say, we thought about it and said it wouldn't be a good move for me financially. But here I am still doing this stuff, and I've been in the NFL front office, two different meetings with the NFL front office on some advocacy for military athletes, military service academy athletes. I had a cause that I was working on with the NFL front office. I was invited twice, first initial meeting, and then we done a follow-up meeting. I was in the NFL front office. At the same time, I've also befriended an NBA general manager, a WNBA coach. So, I mean, I've met a whole lot of different people just by staying true to what I do. Just keep going. And all these different stories and all these different people I meet, all these different contacts, I'm building my resume to keep moving forward, to keep moving up. Does it get frustrating? Yes. But one thing about all this here recently, you know, I was going to stop this show. I was telling y'all about this yesterday. I wasn't going to do this show no more because I was convinced that all I'm doing is talking to nobody. Nobody's tuning into these episodes. Nobody wants to call into the show and get a feature interview, whether they are artists trying to produce, trying to put their new music out to put in the rotation on my show, whether they're a producer, they got beats that they want to put on my show. They're not calling in. Athletes aren't calling to book their interviews because, for whatever reason, I don't have a lot of people that want to listen to the show because I tell the truth on this show. This show is a truth show, and it's like people don't want to hear the truth about the way your journey is probably going to end up. They don't want to hear that. And so a lot of times I don't get the listeners that I feel like I should get because I'm constantly telling guys, not saying that you're not going to make it, but I'm just telling you that you might have to take different steps towards your goal. And the steps that I'm talking about are just not the attractive steps that guys want to take. Guys just want to play, get on the draft board, or get a camp call. It don't go like that all the time. Football is a business, and it's a cutthroat business. It's a hard business because to try to get the money that they're paying, $800,000, $900,000 a contract, At minimum, $800,000, $900,000 league minimum contracts. That's a lot of money. That's still life changing money. And let's not talk about at the higher level. So we talking about life changing money, you know, generational wealth building type of money. So that's why it's so hard to get into the NFL. Those three letters are powerful: the N, the F, the L, which equals the shield. That's powerful. That's money. That's why it's hard for anybody to get into that. And if you haven't taken all the correct steps from high school, college to pro, high school to college, going into your pro opportunity, if you haven't taken the right steps at high school, the right steps in college, you're going to have to take steps to get the right pro situation, to get that bag, to get that check that you want. Anyway, it is, the time on deck is 9:23 a.m. on the West Coast Pacific Standard Time, 9:23 a.m. And this is the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, the professional platform for the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and banter about his or her particular sport that they love. We talk about NFL. This is a football talk show, Major League Baseball, NBA. We talk about all that stuff. We can talk about hot dog eating contests, camel racing, water polo, mud wrestling, UFC boxing, whatever sport you love, and they cover it on TV, we'll talk about it. So if you'd like to call into the show, all you have to do is call into, let me get by my monitor here so I can give you the right call-in number, because for some reason I can't remember all these numbers off the top of my head. But anyway, if you'd like to call into the show and boast your bold opinion about your particular sport, it is 515-602-9687. Call in 515-602-9687 to call into the show and talk about the sport that you love and debate me on that sport. If I don't know much about the sport, I'll sit up and listen to you. If you don't know about the sport that I'm talking about, we can teach you about the sport that we're talking about on this show. But right now, coming across the wire, Max Johnson, 140 yards passing this weekend and a touchdown in his first start for Texas A&M. Max Johnson was with LSU. I hate that we let him go. I really would have liked to see him develop for Louisiana State. Plus, we got Chip Kelly over there. I think Chip Kelly could have probably made him a better quarterback because he is a quarterback coach. But Max Johnson's dad also played quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and believe he won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if I'm remembering correctly off the top of my head. But, yeah, so, you know, it's just a lot of stuff going on. I really had a good weekend this weekend watching football, because that game with North Dakota State and Arizona, that was a damn good game. I'm talking about that was back-and-forth action. North Dakota State, FCS champions against Arizona, Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever they are now. That was just a damn good game. Arizona, you know, was the giant, and North Dakota State was the David. But, you know, a lot of people got to understand that North Dakota State really should be FBS. They really need to move up because they can compete at the FBS level. They just choose to stay down at the FCS level. Why, I don't know. But they could compete at the FBS level. They can be very competitive at that level. But, you know, with that being said, we had a great interview today. My show is set up. I'm a one-man band. So a lot of times, you know, I may be on here for 2 hours. Sometimes I may have to cut the show short, which today I think I'm going to cut the show a little short in about 10 minutes or so, because we had a great interview today. Not a lot of breaking news going on in sports. Not a lot of breaking news. It's, you know, just the typical stuff. Talking about the injuries from this past week, they're saying that the Trey Lance injury could be a career record. The Trey Lance injury could be a career record. That, you know, possible. It's possible, you know, just depends on how fast a young man can heal. But he's a young guy. Young people usually heal faster, plus with all the rehab and training and stuff, all the medicine that they got out there now, you know, technology, when it comes down to medical stuff, is great, whether it's the rehab, the physical therapy, the rehab, the diet, and the medicine. Those three things, rehab, diet, and medicine,
it's like these young guys should be able to heal pretty fast. He didn't have a whole lot of college playing time at North Dakota State, speaking of Trey Lance. So he's not a beat-up player out of college. So I think he'll probably be back faster than they think he will. I don't think it's a career-ending situation. But anyway, we'll see what happens with that. But anyway, going back over the show, you know, today we had cornerback LaRonge Bassan, which is he plays professional developmental football for the IFL Indoor Football League and the Champions Indoor Football League for Sioux City Bandits and the Sioux Falls Storm. And he came on the show today and blessed us with some nuggets of knowledge and gave some advice for high school kids, college kids soon to be street free agents after their season is over with in November, December time frame, trying to go into the NFL draft. But he gave a lot of information. So I hope people, if you didn't hear the show, hopefully you'll go and listen to the replay. If you did hear the show, hopefully you'll go back and listen to it again. But I'm hoping that people are taking advantage of these street free agent athlete spotlights because they're telling you the game. This show has an entertainment value when I'm debating people, but at the same time, it has an educational value when I can bring these street free agent athletes that are still looking for their opportunity to play at the highest level in whatever sport. When I can bring them on this show and they can talk about their journey and talk about what keeps them going, it's basically giving you a blueprint. It's giving you a guide through your street free agency as you're going to be seeking your opportunity. I'm putting the information out there to try to educate you. But anyway, this has been Romero Ferran with Stogies and Beer. Stogies and Beer can be listened to most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I say most because I'm a one-man band, and sometimes things come up and I can't run the show because I don't have a staff. I don't have assistants. I don't have interns. It's just me. It's just me, my computer, and this phone. So I have to basically do all this by myself and make it work. So some days I might not be on every blue moon, but I try to be on here every day, most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, to call into the show, to be a guest on the show, and to debate with me about the sport you love is 515-602-9687. Again, 515-602-9687. And so that's how you call in. And I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. That's WBEST, Chula Vista, California. The time on deck is 9:30 a.m., and I'm going to go ahead on and close the show out, and I'll see you guys on tomorrow. Tomorrow's my last day to be on air before my weekend starts, so hopefully I'll see you back on air tomorrow. I want everybody to stay safe out there from this monkeypox virus and COVID-19 still. If you're in crowded areas, please put your mask on. Please continue to sanitize your hands. And everybody stay safe. Have a great evening. We're going to close out the show a little bit earlier today. The Late Night Dog got a couple of errands he needs to run, like go get grocery and stuff like that. But anyway, I'm going to close out the show by 30 minutes early today, but definitely go back and listen to the replay of the show and any other shows that we've done previously. I think we're at about 32 episodes now. A lot of those episodes have a street free agent athlete spotlight in it. Go back and listen to those interviews and and use that as a blueprint to your success. This has been Romero Ferran on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, Chula Vista, California, and have a great day. I'm going to set black, fade off. Have a good day. Set black, fade off.